This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are loading up their cars or piling onto airplanes for the Thanksgiving holiday trip many couldn't take last year because of the pandemic. The AP's Julie Walker.
AAA predicts 53.4 million people will travel for Thanksgiving, with 48.3 million of them on the road, an increase of nearly 4 million over the last year despite sharply higher gas prices. And they forecast 4.2 million will fly. That's up 80% from last year. The rest will take rail or some other form of transportation. American, Southwest, Delta, and United have all been hiring lately, which gives the airlines and industry observers hope that flights will stay on track this week. But the best advice, as always, pack some patience. I'm Julie Walker.
Bail set at $5 million for Daryl Brooks Jr., who's charged in the deaths of five people after that Wisconsin Christmas parade tragedy. And now he'll likely be charged with a sixth death, says the prosecutor. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Opper informed the court a sixth victim, a child, has died from injuries sustained in the parade crash.
Certainly, at the very least, we do intend to file a sixth count of intentional homicide.
For now, Brooks is charged with intentional homicide in the deaths of five people. Earlier in November, Brooks had posted $1,000 bail for a Milwaukee County case in which he's accused of intentionally striking a woman with his car. I'm Mike Gracia.
Jurors reconvened this morning for day two of deliberations in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial. Three white men are charged in the killing of Arbery, a black man who was running in their Georgia neighborhood. NASA launched a spacecraft last night that's supposed to slam into an asteroid to see if it's possible to knock an asteroid off course if one were headed toward the Earth. Just a small nudge, says NASA. This is AP News. Vaccines are making this year's Thanksgiving holiday a lot easier, but there are still COVID hotspots throughout the country. The AP's Shelley Adler's got this.
The U.S. is certainly in better shape approaching its second Thanksgiving of the pandemic, thanks to the vaccine. But some cold weather regions are reporting surges of COVID-19 cases that could get worse in the days ahead as families travel to be with loved ones. Nearly 200 million Americans are fully vaccinated, but that leaves tens of millions that have not gotten the shot. Hospitals in the upper Midwest, especially Michigan and Minnesota, are filled with COVID-19 patients who are mostly unvaccinated. New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Montana, and Wyoming also ranked high in cases. I'm Shelley Antler.
That global shortage of chips used in phones, cars, and other things we use a lot is prompting Samsung to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory in Texas, we're told. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.